Large, million-dollar homes were the rage at the height of the real estate boom. But with many of the so-called McMansions languishing on the market, developers say the trend is towards smaller, more affordable homes. Libby Crawley wanted to downsize from her 250-square-meter house, but she never thought she'd end up with something so small.
When I first drove over and looked at it, I thought, it's just way too small. There's no way that I could fit into this house.
At only 65 square meters, Crawley's microhome is about one-third the size of the average American home. But Crawley says not only was the space more than adequate for her needs, there was also another surprise.
Heating and air. Actually, my utility cost is probably less than $100 year-round.
Although microhomes represent a tiny fraction of new home construction, builders say the category is one of the fastest-growing trends in housing. Tim Russell is the founder of V2 Worlds, which specializes in prefabricated building designs.
Although we have historically been lower than the median price of homes in America, over the last 4 years, our prices have increased 2- and 3-fold.
Russell's company can deliver a 67-square-meter energy-efficient home complete with furniture and appliances for under $150,000. It's an attractive deal for price-conscious consumers who believe $230,000 is too much for an average house. Designer Joe Herzog says the secret to success is making small homes feel large.
It's about efficiently using space. It comes down to not only the room spaces, but drawer sizes.
After more than a year in her new home, Libby Crawley admits it's not for everyone.
I think that a person would need to be someone who likes to live simply. So for me, it really hasn't been a sacrifice as far as the quality of my life.
The Small House Society, which promotes small housing solutions, says about 1,000 new homes measuring less than 50 square meters have been built since the group was founded in 2002. Millar Sega, VOA News.